And you're listening to Valley Edition. It's not just pop culture that is being celebrated at Fresno State these days, though. It's also poets and novelists. Fresno State has a rich tradition in creative writing, from novelists to poets and beyond. The creative writing program this year, though, set a record, or I should say last year set a record, with 8 alumni authors publishing their first books, 4 more coming this year. Joining us now with us on our program, we have 2014 MFA alum Steven Sanchez, who is publishing his new book, To My Body, a poetry book published by Glass Poetry Press. Steven, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
So this is pretty interesting. 8 alumni authors in 1 year, all publishing their first books. That has to be a mammoth task to get to that first milestone. Tell us, in your case, what that was like. What kind of hurdles do you have to face to publish your first collection of poems?
I think the first step that's really important, at least for me, was to, I guess, pretend that nobody was ever going to read what I was writing. Because I think knowing that someone's going to read what you're writing kind of could cripple you with like a lot of self-doubt and fear. So I just kind of went into it thinking, no one's ever going to read this. I can write whatever I need to, what's important to me. And then if it gets published, it gets published. And then luckily it ended up getting published. It's like, okay, cool. Like, now I'm terrified because people are texting me pictures like, oh, your book came in the mail. Like, here's a cover of it. I'm reading it right now. It's like, oh my gosh, like, what are you going to think? Are you going to like judge me for what I wrote about? And but it's a nice feeling to have too, to know that people are actually connecting on that level too.
What's it like working with an editor versus working with your professor, advisor at the university?
There's a lot of similarities, I think, because the editor does a lot of what like my mentors would do in the program at Fresno State, where it's like, I don't know if this line works quite right here. What about trying this out, or raising any questions that they have about the poem? I think what's different, though, is that my mentors, like, I view them as like huge giants to me. Like, I look up to them so much, and I look up to my editors too in the same way, but I feel like the relationship started off more on like a balanced level instead of like having a different power dynamic. So that was kind of an interesting experience to have too, because it's sort of like working on it with a friend as opposed to someone like that I've always held as to like way higher than me, like, sort of.
So tell us a little more about yourself. I sort of jumped right into the book publishing world, but tell us about your background, because I want to hear about that and then hear about some of the other authors that have books coming out.
Okay, I was born and raised in Hanford, California. It's a town about 40 minutes south of Fresno, and I got my bachelor's in philosophy at Fresno State. I was supposed to go to law school. I applied to law schools, got in, but then I took a poetry course, and I was like, I actually like poetry a lot more than anything I'm doing.
That's a big change.
Yeah. My parents weren't too thrilled about it at first. I told them, hey, by the way, I'm not going to law school anymore. I'm going to go get a master's in poetry instead. They're like, what? And I was like, yeah, it's like, I really want to pursue it. And if I want to go to law school afterwards, I always can. But then I didn't, because I just ended up becoming so in love with like creative writing and writing poetry.
That could be a new subgenre of lawyer poets, I suppose.
Possibly. It reminds me of this one quote from another poet named, their last name is Shelley. Poets are the unacknowledged legislators of the world, which is kind of a fun overlap.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us about some of your peers who also have books coming out this year, or in the last 12 months, I should say.
So there's 8 of us. Off the top of my head, I can remember Stacey Balkin, who's book Jackalope Girl Learns to Speak. I actually read a few months ago when it came out, and it's this really cool blending of like retelling of fairy tales in like a context of somebody who's trying to find their own parents or trying to understand what it's like to be adopted or not quite biologically belong, maybe, but also carry these different identities with them. Also, I went to school with like a lot of these people on this list, like Michelle Britton Rosato, Carol Furstman. I think actually we overlapped a little bit. Yinka Rose Reed Nolan, we actually went to school for 2 years together and we became really good friends. JJ and Selmy too. We took a couple of classes together. So it's just really cool seeing these 8 alumni having all their books published. It's like, wow, like I went to school with you. Like I'm reading like your published book, like in my hand right now. And it's really awesome.
So tell me about that. What it's like to read the book of a peer that you went to school with. Do you all sort of exchange notes? Hey, I got your book and you got mine. critique each other's work, perhaps?
Sometimes, yeah. So Facebook's filled with a lot of like, hey, I got a picture of your, or I got a book and here's a selfie with it. And so it's a lot of sharing like that. And a lot of these, my peers actually, we do swap work. Like me and Stacey, for instance, have swapped work on several occasions. And Michelle Britton Rosato, We critique each other's work, and seeing it like with a spine, like in a book format, is just so cool. Because it's like, oh, I remember we were sitting at the coffee shop and you spilled your coffee on this copy of the poem when I was giving you that comment on it. And just seeing like having all those memories come to the page along with all the revisions and things that they've done since that conversation is really cool to see how it grows and changes.
From your experience, how hard is it to put the pen down to not just stop writing, but stop editing, stop massaging something and say, this is the final, the galleys are going to the publisher, there's no more changes, this is it. Is that a little bit terrifying in a way?
Honestly, like, even now that I'm looking through, like, my book that I got, I'm like, I want to change this, I don't quite like this, and, like, there's actually edit marks in my book. I think the point for me when I reach, when I stop editing, is when my publisher's like, hey, this is, like, good as is, we're going to send it off. Like, oh, okay, I'll trust you on this one then.
How do you get connected with the publisher? Because all of these books are, almost every single one is published by a different publisher. Do they seek you out? Do they seek out young talent? Or do you submit work to them? And are there agents involved? How does that process work? Because from the reader's standpoint, I don't think anyone has any idea of what goes on behind the scenes.
Right. So right now it seems like there's three really big genres in writing. There's poetry, nonfiction, or creative nonfiction, and fiction. And it seems, from my understanding, because I'm a poet, so I don't really know the fiction side of things or the nonfiction side of things, but from my friends who've talked about it, they said a lot of times agents are involved for, like, nonfiction and fiction books. Poetry, on the other hand, it's not as widely read, I feel like, because if you look like at New York Times bestsellers, normally it's not a collection of poetry that's on there. So we don't actually get agents. It's more like submitting to contests, or the way that my book got published was... I had submitted my poems to the Indianola Review, which is an independent literary journal, and the editor really liked one of my poems, and he emailed me saying, hey, like, I want to publish, like, a chapbook of yours if you'd let me. I was like, okay, cool, like, let's work on it together.
Let me stop you there. What's a chapbook?
So the way I look at it is, like, the difference between a CD and an EP. Like, a CD is, like, a full-length album, like, an hour of music or something, and an EP is sort of, like, 15, 20 minutes of music, like, a sampling of what's going to come in the future. And so the chapbook is like an EP. It's sort of a smaller collection of poems that are kind of like a preview of what your full-length work is going to look like in the future. And then the actual full-length book is more like a full-length CD album.
So you, I take it, then have a larger work coming in the near future?
I do, actually. My first full-length book is coming out in 2018 from Sundress Publications.
Tell me a little more about the book that you have out now.
To My Body... a lot of the poems deal with issues of, like, race and sexuality, and my experiences with, like, rejecting and accepting those parts of my own identity and how I kind of relate to those now. A lot of it came from actually the community at Fresno State, especially my peers that I made in the writing program, because they're all very encouraging, very supportive. I was kind of self-conscious writing about these things. I'm like, no, go for it. Like, you need to. And I think that was the best part about Fresno State's writing program, is that everyone there was so supportive and nurturing, the faculty too, which I really appreciated.
We have a few minutes left. If you have a short poem maybe that we could hear, that you could read for us today.
This one's called What I Didn't Tell You, and I wrote it for my brother. You can ask me anything, even about my first kiss, which was at your age and it tasted like stale beer. I used to feel guilty swallowing the pulse of another man, but now I know there are several ways to pray. There's a name for the most intimate prayer, La Petite Mort, the little death. If, when your lover rakes your back, you recall the flock of worshippers surrounding you like carrion when they learned you're gay, their hands clawing into your shoulders, their voices squawking for your salvation, remind yourself you must die to resurrect. Never forget what the Bible says. When two people worship, you create a church, no matter where you are, the back seat of your lover's car or the darkest corner of Woodward Park. These are some of the things I wanted to tell you that night in April you called me for help with your history report about the gay rights movement. Neither of us admitted what we knew about each other, those white lies we tell ourselves sometimes, surrounding us like flies that know something's dying. I started with the ancient Greeks, told you it was normal for them, that for one brief moment they were allowed to write their own histories and religion, organizing the stars, forming celestial bodies like Orion flexing in the sky, his arms open in victory, his belt hanging below his waist. But Orion was punished for his confidence, a A scorpion's hooked tail pierced his body like a poisonous moon. When I see Orion, I think of you and remember what it felt like for my knuckles to sink into your stomach, for my fist to collide with your face. Your voice, your walk, your gestures reminded me of myself, your body confident and fluid, creating a reflection I wanted to break. And now, I see your body spilling open, the Big Dipper hooked to your ribs, the North Star nestled in the middle of it. I reach for this ladle and drink.
That's poet Stephen Sanchez joining us today on A Valley Edition, reading from his collection of poems, To My Body, talking about the new books that are published by Fresno State Creative Writing Alumni. You're vice president of the alumni chapter, of the Creative Writing Alumni chapter.
Right.
You have people in all sorts of different stages of their career, people who are very well-known authors, to grads who are fresh out of the program right now. Tell me a little more about what that community is like, being a part of this group, this cohort, so to speak.
It's amazing because, like, I still feel like I'm just barely starting out, which, I mean, I am just starting out. And it's nice having all these alumni who've kind of been around, know, like, the ropes of the game and have, like, books published. And it's nice to go to them as, like, sort of mentors. And it's also nice to see, like, the new up-and-coming students in the program, too, and, like, all their new insights and ideas. And whenever there's, like, readings, like, there's always, like, this overlap. It's, like, multiple generations in a family sort of thing. Like, everyone has their own stories that they all know about. And, like, when you share, it's like, oh, I didn't know that. And it feels like a family to me, honestly, when I go to, like, these Fresno readings and there's alumni and friends of the Creative Writing Program all reading together. It's really nice.
So now, is there one place that people can go to get these books if they're looking for them, or what would you suggest? People are looking for your book or somebody else's?
Actually, if you go to the Fresno State, I think actually the Fresno State Creative Writing blog has a link to all the books that alumni have published. So you can look, and it shows their names, a brief bio, and a link to where you can actually purchase their books.
All right, we'll do that and look for those and the works of other local authors as well, as we regularly feature local authors on Valley Edition. Again, Stephen Sanchez, vice president of the Fresno State Creative Writing Alumni Chapter. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.